KAAEZF, listening on statewide one.
KZKKL, monitoring statewide one.
Good morning. I didn't catch the call, but the name here is Warren. KAAEZF.
Kilo Alpha 8, Echo Zulu Foxtrot. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. KC8KJO. Easy way to remember, KC8Cujo. And I don't people call me Cujo. Go ahead.
Well, nice to meet you, Tom. I'm mobile, east of Lansing, heading down to Commerce Township to a job down here, just north of Novi. I've been on the road for a little while. Company I work for is out of Lansing, and I actually live the other side of Lansing, so I've got a little bit of a drive ahead of me this morning. But, hey, I've got radios in here, and this is my ham shack, so it's all good.
100% agree. Same thing here. I'm on my way to Battle Creek, and I live over by Port Huron. So I might be passing. They actually got me taking 696 west through Lansing to get to Battle Creek compared to 994 all the way around. But who's the complaint?
Earlier this week, I finally got my HF back in the mobile. I went about 2 years without it. I switched company vehicles a couple of years ago and never put the HF back in. I've got that in here now, and been having a little fun with that, too. And I got a phone call. I got to grab this. KAAEZF. KAAEZF on statewide one.
Hey, you know what?
Morning, Lance.
Hey, you know, sent my donut to the bed and off to work now.
Ooh, donuts, yeah, I haven't done that a long time.
Yeah, I think this will be the last one. Yeah. You're out of elementary school and they don't do it in middle school.
No, they don't.
Sorry, we'll be able to do middle schoolers next year.
That's your oldest?
My oldest is in middle school now, and my youngest is in fifth grade, so next year she'll be in middle school.
Oh, so your school district, they do sixth grade is middle school. So the sixth, seventh, and eighth then?
Yep. Yeah, they, kind of weird though, the building is like the sixth grade in their own little spot, and then seventh and eighth grade get mixed together.
That's the way it was in my old school district when I lived in Mount Clemens. Well, and then they changed it, you know, kindergarten through fifth was in elementary school, and then sixth grade, they put them into, you know, middle school, but then they, after some time, they put sixth grade back down in the elementary school, but you had, you know, changing classes and stuff like that. And then middle school was 7th and 8th grade. And then out on the west side, or out on the west coast, 7th, 8th, and 9th were junior high, and then 10th through 12th was senior high. So they're all way different out in California.
Yeah, I think I've heard of some of the like smaller schools to get bodies in the building. They'll put the... fifth grade even into middle school now, so I don't know, it's, as long as they're getting their learning.
100%. Yeah, when I was at school, we had like four, maybe five different elementary schools, and then they started shutting the elementary schools down. I think after I got into middle school, they shut a couple of the elementary schools down. And my younger brother and sister went to two different elementary schools. And then now the enrollment is so low that they're actually looking at shutting down the middle school itself and moving all the middle school into the high school. You know, so it's all changing. That school district is starting to fail. that have been around since the 60s, early 60s.
Yeah, they got, maybe 8 to 10 elementary schools. But I know there's two pairs of them that, one they do like kindergarten to second grade, and then the other one does third through fifth. And so there's a couple of them. They're like in the same area. They're just, they're right buildings right next to each other. But they're, there's a couple of the school elementary schools are like that. And then, then we get the two middle schools and then the one high school for the whole city.
Yeah, that's the way Romeo was. My daughter graduated from Romeo High School, which is right by the mound. But then they had classes over in this other building they called the Retzi. Where the electronics classes are and other specialty classes. But now they shut down one of the middle schools and they turned the original high school into the new middle school. And the high school's over at the Retzi building, the new building. So that's all different. In Memphis, of course, we got one elementary school, one middle school, one high school. For only 1 square mile.
Yeah, I don't know what we... I didn't get into public school until I was in high school, and there was three for the district, and but they had, like, little satellite buildings. There was, when you're a junior or senior, you go to the vocational school that was, they did, like, auto body repair and clock repair and electronics and, like, building trades and stuff like that. And then a math, I don't remember what they called it. It was, like, a special math center that you could go to. And there were some of the high schools had programs. The other ones didn't, so you could go to those and then you'd have to drive to the back to your main high school after you went to your specific classes there.
Yeah, geez, when I was in high school, I had wood shop, metal shop. I could take an auto if I wanted to, welding. They had home economics and, all the stuff to be either a homemaker or in the trades. Oh, I took drafting. And now, half the kids these days can't even make a can of soup.
Yeah. I was a power mechanics. There was a house wiring class I took. A more specific electronic class. I did 2 years of auto shop, so. The nice thing is, the bad thing is, those vocational type classes that you drew the pot on. You have to deal with those a little bit, but if you actually, you put effort into it, it was actually a good class, but unfortunately it drew the attention of a lot of the people you didn't want to be around.
Yeah, I took metal shop, learned how to make a metal jewelry box. I used to melt wheel weights down to make sinkers for fishing. Wood shop, made a jewelry box, and some other stuff. Yeah, it's crazy now. So my daughter, she knows how to cook. My son knows how to cook. Knows how to build a house because that's what he took. Because he took drafting and architecture all the way through middle school and high school. And that's what he does now. He's a finisher in carpentry, a journeyman. My daughter's in auto right now. But she wants to get back into animal stuff or a truck driver. I don't know what she wants to do. But yeah, but her boyfriend, he doesn't know how to change a tire, or check his oil or anything like that. So, it's totally different.
Yeah, some people just don't have the desire to learn that sort of thing. I did everything. I would help my mom cook and work in the garage. So. Get all sorts of things. But, yeah, we didn't have, none of the high schools had wood shop. There was one of the high schools that had a metal shop that they did some machining in, but and then we had the vocational school had a whole, there was a computer aided design class, and then there was a computer aided machining class where they taught you how to machine and do CNC stuff.
Oh, we didn't have anything like that, you know. In wood shop, I'd learn how to use a planer, belt sander, you know, a bandsaw, you know, shop, wood shop, big machines. Metal shop, you learn how to use a, you know, a bender, you know, and bending this and forming that and soldering the edges and blah, blah, blah. So, totally different. Auto mechanics, I learned from my neighbor down the street, you know, on how to do brakes and oil changes and AC. And, of course, that fell off after everything else. Kind of getting back into it with my neighbor. He's teaching me more, you know, even though I'm, like, way older. But he grew up around race cars, so makes it all the more easier. KJ Oaks, I don't think I have ever done that.
Same here. I learned a lot of the metal stuff when working with the robotics teams. We would do the first robotics in high school, so we would build a robot and go compete with it. And we learned a lot of the machining and fabricating stuff. And when I got to college, we mentored a team up there as a high schooler, so we did that. And then, you know, after I started working at Chrysler, I started doing it there, too. So, I pretty much stopped at this point, though. The cars now are a little bit different. Everybody's computer controlled now. To get more and more stuff like that. And you know, I heard the one guy was talking there. He changed his brakes, and they had to have the computer recalibrated for the brakes. It's an electric car. They have to calibrate the brake pads so that they know how much use of regen versus braking.
Well, it's kind of the transmissions. Before the transmissions, a bunch of gears and transport pressure. And now it's all CVT, all done by a computer and. What is it, certain types of bands or whatever that flips it back and forth and everything. You know, totally different.
Yeah, the CVTs are kind of interesting, like a snowmobile clutch. They had one on the Jeep Patriot, and everybody hated it. They ended up going to the later ones, they ended up going to a standard transmission, regular automatic transmission, but I don't know, the Cherokee I got now is a CVT, but I don't know if that's because they had to do that because it's a hybrid or what.
Well, now the transmissions are all CVT, except for if you get a manual, which that is now an option compared to, you know.
Everything we have now is, we don't have anything in North America except for possibly a heavy-duty truck and maybe the Wrangler, they still have a manual trans, but most of our stuff is not even an option to get a manual trans. Most of them are the 8 or 9 speed.
Yeah, the T150 that I'm driving is a 10 speed. It's got the same transmission as my daughter's F-150, or 2018 F-150 at a 10-speed. But she's getting rid of it because there's some electronic component that's acting up and it causes the transmission to act stupid. And I guess it's typical for a so that tends to be transmission. So she traded that in, and now she has a Mazda CX-30 or CR-30 or something like that, and it's a hybrid. Man, is it nice. And my wife has a Hyundai Sonata, and that's a nice little car, too. You know, I like them both. I mean, I got my Explorer, but that's a 2016, and that's built to be heavy duty.
Yeah, I like this Cherokee. It gets pretty quiet when you're running on the electric. Like sometimes it's the car even on, but I know they had the 9-speed in the old Cherokee, the previous style, and people are saying they'd be going 100 miles an hour, it'd still be in 8th gear, or would they just never get in the 9th? it was kind of more like a marketing thing, that, oh, we got 9 speeds, and so yeah, just never would use it. Yeah, you'd be in line. Yeah, I'm starting to get into the transition zone, so. I don't know if you can hear me now. Maybe one. Yeah, you're pretty visual.
Yeah, I had to pick a tower. I couldn't decide which one to grab.
Yeah, but it depends. So, how's the construction and stuff in headed towards Grand Rapids?
Yeah, I couldn't decide.
Yeah, probably have the same thing on. How's the construction towards Grand Rapids?
Oh, yeah. I mean, back across and mountains in and out with slant. Yeah, you're going to get it.
That's right. Yeah, I'm right in where we transition. We're in the Clarkston area. We're probably both about South Tower.
Yeah. It's probably between Fenton and Novi and then Burton. I'm like, goofy, okay? So, all right, I'll let you go because you're almost to your destination. I'll chat with you later. Have you trying your final ACKQ?
I guess I got a few minutes, but, talk to you later, Simon. We're going to see you immediately.
KE8FGW, Statewide Morning. KE8FGW, monitoring Statewide 1. Good afternoon.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa listening.
Coming right after the test one. Test 1, 2, 3. Anybody around? Spot checking here. Make sure everything sounds all right. My ID's from my address correctly.
NAWROO up here in Richmond, Sean. I got you coming through. You're sounding good.
All right. Thank you, Tim. I haven't had this open spot running in a while, and I haven't had it running on the iPhone ever. So, program's a little different. Just checking it out, making sure it's all working. Thank you.
Anytime. NAWRO. WANFU.
Hey, Bentley.
Hey, everyone. I'm mobile. NAWRO, NAWRO, KCHHO.
NAWRO. Sorry about that, Tom.
Well, I wasn't sure if you can hear me on Warren or not, but that was me. I'm on an HT right now, so I got to pick up Rachel from work, so I'm in Melissa's car. She doesn't have any mobile units in here.
All right, now that makes sense. I wasn't sure if you were out of the county and you were trying to get in on MI-1 because I just dropped MI-1. But, yeah, I got you here. But, no, you were not making Warren. I just heard you a little bit and then nothing.
Yeah, Dave's talking on VHF, so I didn't want to jump in on that one and kick into you, but I know that you simulcast on UHF, and I was just trying to let you know that I'll be listening in there and see if I can get in before the net starts.
Got Copy. They're both clear. They're QS now. Oh, now. So the Mecca is free if you want it. It is not joined yet. We'll probably join it in about 10 minutes or so. But it's still free all the way up to, you know, 6:45 or actually beyond, you know.
Oh, I know that. But I said I think Dave is talking to Dave Sr. On his transition, you know, to his home CTH. So that's what I thought what was going on because I heard it over there on 7.2. So, all right. I'll be monitoring for next. I got my EM32 today.
Copy that. Yeah, they cleared early tonight. They just cleared a few minutes ago, so it's clear right now. But any WRO, I'll be clear here and attending to net preparation duties here.
73KCKJO.
KC8MXT listening.
K8DIY mobile.
F8DIC.
DIY.
Evening. And how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Name here is Gordon. Over near Muskegon. Driving home from a radio club meeting. How's your Thursday night going?
Been good. My name is Jack. And sometimes I come here. Not a lot of time, but I just want to see if I think I'm getting out very good.
Yes, sir. You're getting out well. I'll give you a solid copy. Got plenty of volume and sounding good on my end.
I had Rochester, and you said you were in the Upper Peninsula?
Negative. I'm on the west side of Michigan near Muskegon. A couple hours north of Grand Rapids would be the closest big city.
Got you. But you're sounding good anyhow. Are you on, what frequency is that?
What frequency. I'm just on one of the MI-5 Muskegon machine. I have to get my phone out and look up the frequency. I don't have it. Don't know it off the top of my head. But I'm just in it's a fairly new repeater on their system, I think, and it's sounding good to me, at least.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem. I know it. I'm on MI-5, but I don't know where that repeater MI-5 is in. It's probably in Mount Clemens, anyhow. Roger?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. They've got quite a network of them. It's been a bit since I've checked the count, but it seems like every few months they're bringing another one online, which is great. This is an excellent resource to have, big link system, and it's all digital, no RF analog backhauls that get messed up by weather conditions. Really nice system. I appreciate the group for having it out there for us.
We always appreciate the group out there on MI-5. Anyhow, good talking to you, and drive safe. Catch you later. KF8DIC.
Yes, well, thank you. Nice chatting with you this evening. Enjoy the rest of it, and I'll catch you on down the log. KF8DRC, this is K8DIY. I'll be clear and monitoring. K8DIY.